Good morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with an 8 a.m. update, Central Daylight Time, on Hurricane Alex. Alex is moving slowly northwest towards the northeast Mexico and far south Texas coastline this morning. Hurricane warnings remain in effect on the coast of Texas from south of Baffin Bay to the mouth of the Rio Grande River, and on the coast of Mexico from the mouth of the Rio Grande River to La Cruz. Tropical storm warnings are in effect on either side of the hurricane warning from the coast of Texas from Baffin Bay to Port O'Connor and the coast of Mexico south of La Cruz to Cabo Rojo. Alex is moving towards the west-northwest at about 7 miles an hour. This should continue right up through landfall, which is expected to occur overnight tonight. And again, the landfall, exact point of landfall is not as important as the fact that anywhere within the warning area will experience adverse conditions as the storm approaches and makes landfall. Maximum sustained winds remain around 80 miles per hour with higher gusts, which is a Category 1 on the Saffir-Simpson scale. Additional strengthening is forecast, and Alex is expected to make the coastline as a Category 2 hurricane overnight tonight. The hurricane force winds only extend outward up to about 25 miles. However, the tropical storm force winds go out 200 miles to the north, hence the impacts all through the coastline of Texas due to this system. Heavy rainfall is expected during the day today along the coast and then inland all overnight tonight, tomorrow, and possibly even into tomorrow night, which could lead to widespread flooding of the low-lying areas and potentially flash flooding and river flooding, depending on where the heaviest rains fall in the next 2 days. Storm surge of 3 to 5 feet is expected along and to the right of where the center of Alex makes landfall. The next advisory will become available to you at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time.